When Sheila Wysocki decided that she would solve the murder of her college roommate, she had no idea that it would lead to a life of private investigation. But that's just what happened. This week's Criminal Podcast tells Sheila's story. Host Phoebe Judge went to Nashville to shadow her at work. Phoebe joins me now. Hi, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
Just to recap, how did Sheila Wysocki become a private investigator?
Her roommate in college in Dallas was brutally murdered, and the Dallas police weren't able to find out who did it. Sheila was always unsettled by this, and 20 years later, now living in Nashville, a mother, she decided to call the Dallas Police Department and find out what happened. They didn't have a good answer, so she ended up becoming a private investigator and solved the case, and that was really the last case she was going to take on.
But clearly it wasn't.
No, news got around of what Sheila had done, and she immediately started getting letters in the mail from other parents who needed help. She accepted another case. It was the story of a teenage boy whose death had been ruled suicide, but Sheila counted the number of bullets and thinks that's not the case. The DA has actually reopened the case because of Sheila's investigation. But she's very strict about what cases she takes. She's always make sure the family knows that they might not like what she finds out.
If she's able to be choosy, does that mean she's successful at this?
She's very successful. Her business is called Without Warning Investigation. I went to her house in Nashville. It was full of security cameras and computer security people. We spoke with other private investigators who said that Sheila is very special. She's unlike any other private investigator she knows, and she just has to turn down cases. There are too many.
If you're in it for revenge, I'm not your person. If you're in it to stir up something because it's the ex-wife, not your person. And I usually can tell who the right people are. There's a sound when I talk to them at first, and I know that sound. I've had that sound. I know the desperation.
What's Sheila working on now?
She's working on the case of Lauren Agee, who was a 21-year-old woman who was found dead in a cove in a lake in Tennessee. Police say that she'd fallen from a cliff, but that's not what Lauren's family thinks. And Sheila and a team of other private investigators are looking into whether she was killed and then placed in the water. And she took us through this enormous amount of work she has done so far on the case.
It sounds like pretty heavy work. What's her goal here?
She says she doesn't care about court victories. That's not the point. She wants to give families closure about what actually happened to their loved ones. That's all she cares about.
Phoebe Judge hosts the Criminal Podcast, which is recorded here at WUNC. Phoebe, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.